Law enforcement officers are stationed in schools across the country. They are there to protect students. Most get at least 40 hours of training in their first year on the job as school resource officers. And Guns in America's Aditi Bunlamudi reports they're often thinking about the worst-case scenario, an active shooter. A warning to listeners, this story contains the sound of gunshots.
The Samarkand Training Academy is a huge law enforcement training facility nestled in rural Moore County, North Carolina. Corrections, probation, and parole officers all train here. They also host special training for school resource officers, or SROs.
It is an octagon. It's five screens. There is a stage. And each part of the screen is part of the scenario.
That's Mike Kimbrell, the rangemaster at Samarkand. He's describing the room that SROs train in. Samarkand uses a special software called Virtra, which puts officers in realistic situations, like an active shooter situation. They use virtual reality to test how they would react in real life. And a warning, it gets pretty loud.
Where's he at? Where's he at? Where's he at?
Virtra uses footage from an SRO's actual school for the simulation, and then superimposes a school shooter, played by an actor, in it. The SRO uses a laser gun to point and shoot at the virtual gunman. Jericho Lowry is an SRO at nearby Pinecrest High School in Moore County.
First time I stepped on, first scenario, the floor does vibrate if there is explosions, gunshots. The noise helps you.
The National Association of School Resource Officers believe SROs have three jobs to fill: to be an educator, informal counselor or mentor, and a law enforcement officer.
You know, a lot of times I buy lunches and things, and then they come to you with coaching things. I enjoy helping with the different teams. I do a lot with them, especially basketball. I like the basketball teams.
Lowry has done Virtra training about three or four times and feels ready to take on an active shooter. But in his 3 years as an SRO, he has yet to deal with an active shooter on campus. And that's not a surprise. School shootings remain very rare and account for less than 2% of all youth homicides in the U.S. Plus, the latest U.S. Secret Service report found that from 2008 to 2017, only 12% of targeted school violence, which includes school shootings, were ended by an SRO. Most days, Lowry deals with more mundane problems.
A lot of it would be drama spawned from social media, you know, asking for help. Hey, this person said this person's done that. Well, you know, what do I do? What do I say? I don't want to get in a fight.
On average, for every 482 students in U.S. public schools, there's one guidance counselor. That means limited one-on-one time for kids in need. And sometimes that leaves educators and SROs to fill that gap.
We put police officers in schools expecting them to be social workers, and they're not trained as social workers.
That's Aaron Kupchik. He's a professor at the University of Delaware and has studied school resource officers and their effect on a school environment. He believes most SROs are well-intentioned and want to help students, but
presence can shape the school's social climate and make it slightly less oriented to students' social, academic, and emotional needs, and slightly more oriented towards law enforcement.
Mike Anderson agrees with him. He works at North Carolina's Center for Safer Schools. He helps create SRO training curriculum in the state and used to be an SRO himself. He says one thing he tries to stress during training is that SROs are law enforcement first, school employees second.
We've got nothing to do with school policy. You know, we have everything to do with state law and local ordinances.
But Anderson says communication is important to learn because most of an SRO's job is to talk to kids and to de-escalate any violence.
We have trained law enforcement on the hard stuff, I think we need to start teaching that communication aspect again because, you know, like I said to some of my younger officers, you know, I've talked my way out of more fights than I've ever been in a fight.
Anderson says communication is a hard skill to fit into a curriculum, but he wants to see more of it in training moving forward. For Guns in America, I'm Aditi Bandlamudi.